When the superannuation guarantee law was drafted some 25 years ago, it doesn't seem like lawmakers did take into consideration the possibility that some employers might use a loophole to shortchange their employees. Super guarantee rule requires businesses to pay their workers 9.5% of their ordinary time earnings into their super account. But under the existing law, employers can count their employees' own voluntary contributions towards the super contribution they're supposed to pay. So, for example, if you salary sacrifice 9.5% of your $100,000 salary, this would reduce the salary on which your employer calculates the super guarantee to $90,500. Salary sacrifice is a way to contribute to super from your pre-tax salary. It's a useful way to increase your retirement income. But this loophole could potentially mean that your overall contributions don't increase overall. Earlier today, I spoke to Gordon McKenzie, senior lecturer at the UNSW School of Taxation and Business Law. And he says this loophole essentially means that employees may be shortchanging themselves by contributing to their retirement through salary sacrificing. So why has this issue been brought into the spotlight now?
It's simply part of a review of the super guarantee that the government's put in place. And this is a second or third order issue. It's been there ever since superannuation guarantee has been in place, which is since 1992. My guess, as I said, is that it's only because of the bigger review that's going on. The bigger review that's going on is dealing with straight avoidance, and that is employers simply not contributing to their employees' superannuation fund, and that's a much more significant issue. The thing we're talking about is, as I said, second or third order, and it has been there for a while, and I think they're just taking the opportunity now of cleaning up.
In December of last year, the Minister for Revenue and Financial Services, Kelly O'Dwyer, set up an inter-agency working group to look into the issue of unpaid super. The working group included senior representatives from the Australian Taxation Office, the Treasury, the Department of Employment, and financial regulators, ASIC and APRA. The working group was set up following the release of a report by Industry Super Australia and SIPA Super, which found that around 365,000 employees are being shortchanged by their employers. This means an employee loses around $1,490, or almost 4 months of superannuation contributions a year, due to the salary sacrifice loophole.
That's a significant amount of contributions for the average wage earner. And given that superannuation is a long-term investment, money in the superannuation fund you're not going to get access to for 30 or 40 years, depending on when you start work. If you take into account the investment earnings that $1,500 a year they're losing would have generated over that period of time, it is a significant amount of money.
What do you think the long-term effect would be on, say, the industry, the superannuation industry, the government? If that loophole is not rectified, is that going to have a long-term effect?
I'll be blunt with you. It's not going to be a major effect. But the fact of the matter is that loophole, the employer is having the employee fund the employer's obligation to pay 9.5%, and that just doesn't seem reasonable. The reason I say it's probably not going to be significant is because the majority of Australians are not going to have sufficient retirement funding to prevent them from accessing the age pension. It's just a function of the amount that they put into a superannuation fund to fund their retirement.
And moving forward, for people who salary sacrifice, what's your advice to them really to make sure that they are not being ripped off, to make sure that they're actually getting paid the correct amount?
And the fact of the matter is that the majority of people who salary sacrifice will have financial knowledge and know what's going on. I don't think you can really expect everybody, certainly people who are outside the accounting and finance community, to monitor that. It's a good question. Maybe the answer would be that the ATO should make people aware of what their entitlements are, because they're the tax collector, they're the people that administer the super guarantee. Perhaps in their education, of taxpayers, they could let people know what the 9.5% contribution level should be, and then they can review that with their own superannuation fund.